Blog Talk Radio.
Once a man is glad, you smoke like your grandmother.
200 acres down, a desert wind in view. A shot of fireball, one reason turned to screw. And 40 ounces to the server and the actual brew. I'm so bored, I'm doing nothing, but I got nothing to do. So pour us up the Boilermakers, back around, is there anything to pour us up the Boilermakers, time to knock them back.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, QT and Stein Guy with you here on another Sunday afternoon. Real quick before we jump in with our guest, we have some show notes. If you're looking for pro wrestling today, TWE in Carrizo Springs, Texas, Midwest All-Star Pro Wrestling in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, CCW in Miami, Florida, NAWA in Morgantown, North Carolina, Supreme Pro Wrestling in Sacramento, California, SoCal Pro in Escondido, California, KDW in Jeffersonville, Indiana, like usual, and like usual in Portland, Oregon, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. Without further ado, I have been excited to welcome our guest to the show. He has been around this business for years and years, just really getting started in the ring. Welcome to the show, Dominic Hess.
Thank you very much.
Well, since today is your first time on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we're going to ask you the first-timer's question. I know, of course, you are a second generation, but what led to you getting into this crazy business of professional wrestling?
You're going to let everyone into it. It's the dream, it's the passion.
Now, your path has been different than most people's path in wrestling. Obviously, you're second generation, but you were doing things on wrestling shows at a very, very young age. Can you tell us the first time you were ever involved in something in professional wrestling?
I think I was born in a ring.
That's pretty young.
That was when I started.
Now, one of the things that you did when you were getting started in your own career was refereeing. That's a good way for anyone to really learn the wrestling business. What was it like the first time you stepped into the ring and you had to officiate professional wrestling?
First time stepping in the ring is real nerve-wracking. Always worried that you're going to mess something up.
At one point, we're refereeing for Portland Wrestling Uncut, and Roddy Piper himself was a fan of your work. What was it like getting the stamp of approval for someone that had done so much in professional wrestling, and was it his status as a legend?
Man, that was such an honor. I didn't even realize how much of a fan Roddy was until he invited me. His wife invited me to his funeral.
Now, obviously, refereeing was one thing that you did in wrestling. You went on to become an in-ring competitor yourself. When you first started out in the wrestling business, was that the goal, or were you just looking to get in and whatever came of it, came of it?
I'm trying to make the most out of this. If I can make a living out of it, if I can be the top dog out of any promotion.
One of the promotions where you're fairly active, DOA, you had a show last night. You want to tell the fans a little bit about how last night went for you?
Well, I won the tag team titles, so I guess it went like that.
That's not a bad way to spend a Saturday night.
Yeah. It was a dream come true. It really was. Watching my dad growing up, watching dad wrestle, a tag team title with dad has been a dream.
In the history of professional wrestling, there have been father-son duos that have won tag team titles. The Gilbert family, Tommy and Eddie, were tag champions in Puerto Rico. Randy Savage and his father, Angelo Poffo, held tag titles together. The Von Erichs were six-man champions with Fritz and a couple of his sons. Even here in the Northwest, just fairly recently, DeMarcus James and his son, Kane Jaden, have held tag team titles together. You've teamed with a lot of people so far in your career, but teaming with your dad and being recognized as a champion as a family, how much sweeter is it for that as opposed to winning a tag team title with someone else as your partner?
It doesn't get any sweeter. I mean, that's family, you know?
Well, for the fans that don't know, and most of them should, your father, the Outlaw Wade Hess, of course. I've been watching Wade Hess matches for a very long time in several different promotions. He started something here when he was the Outlaw, came to the ring with the cowboy hat and the chaps and the vest, so forth. You recently have been coming to the ring in similar garb. Is this a way of paying homage to your dad's earlier career, or is this something that you personally have decided that's what you wanted to do regardless of how your dad used to come to the ring?
It's something I personally decided, but I'm big on family tradition, so that's the main reason.
You first decided to get some chaps and the vest and the hat. Did you go to your dad and seek the permission, or was this something that you did on your own and you'd seek permission after the fact?
Oh, no, I asked him about it, and we talked about it before I started doing that. There's nothing I don't talk to Dad about before doing it.
That's not a bad way to start your career, really. Now, being tag team champion with Wade Hess at DOA means you're going to have defenses of that title. DOA has always been a hotbed of really great talent. Who are some of the tag teams that are competing at DOA that you see as number one contenders for your title?
Well, the team that we took the titles from is first on the list to be concerned about, the Surgical Steel and Sex Appeal of Dr. Cleaver and Kate Carney.
Now, you and Dr. Cleaver have a long history as well, going back several years. Dr. Cleaver is someone that has trained a lot of the people in the Northwest. He's been around here for quite some time. Do you think that Dr. Cleaver might be one of the more underrated performers we have in the Northwest?
I think he's rated really high here in the Northwest. I mean, he's a hell of a champion in every company he's worked for.
Fair enough, he has. Now, putting aside the team that you wrestled yesterday, who are some of the other teams out there that you think might be challenging for the tag team titles at DOA?
There's another father-son team coming up here at DOA, Big Ugly and his son, Roman. I'm definitely keeping an eye on.
Now, Big Ugly had his sons in the ring at a very, very early age as well. Now that you've got a few years of experience being in the ring yourself, when you look at a lot of these second-generation wrestlers just in our region in the Northwest coming up, do you think that being second-generation gives wrestlers an edge that other wrestlers don't have when they first start?
We definitely have the advantage of being born into the business and having our dad looking out for us. Kane, for example, Roman.
Absolutely. And I believe after today we can add CJ Edwards' son to that list because he challenged his father to a match last week at Blue Collar Wrestling. So at a very, very early age, he will have an official match under his belt. So with so many wrestlers today getting into the business, following their father's dreams, what do you attribute all of these second-generation stars to? We didn't really have a lot of second-generation stars for a few years, and now it seems like we're getting flooded with second-generation wrestlers.
It's just time for it. A few years ago, we couldn't wrestle. Now we're taking over wrestling.
I definitely see that, yeah. Definitely a lot of second-generation talent that looks to be very, very good. Now, one of the things that happens in wrestling, if you're in the business for very long at all, is injuries. Everybody's going to get the occasional injury, be it severe or minor. What are a few of the injuries that you've had so far that you've had to work past?
I've been really lucky not to have any big energy injury. Little minor things, back's a little messed up, shoulder, you know, a minor. Nothing I can't fight through.
Obviously, your dad has been in the business far longer. He's a veteran in professional wrestling. He's had some injuries to overcome as well. When you are at a show and it's your dad that has an injury, does that affect you a little bit more than if it's someone else that's injured on a show?
Yeah, that's my dad. I mean, he's family. Whenever he's injured, you can bet I'm the first one out there checking on him.
You and your dad have had some matches, both as a tag team. I believe you wrestled each other one-on-one. Is that correct?
Not one-on-one yet. We did do a three-way tag team match against each other.
When you're in there and your dad's an opponent, obviously he's still family. What's the mindset when you step into the ring and your dad is someone that you're going to have to try to beat?
It's a competition. You got to do what you got to do to get the W.
How worried were you getting in there with your dad, knowing that he taught you everything that you know, but more than likely he didn't teach you everything that he knows?
I was a little worried. My main focus for that match was on the other team, Kane and Aries.
Kane and Aries, of course, are tag team champions, not only at NWWA, but other places as well. They've tag teamed for a few years now. But just recently, you were on the opposite side from them at NWA Blue Collar when you shockingly joined the Kevin Brandt dynasty. Can you tell us a little bit about what led you to joining that organization?
Marcus James is the whole reason why I joined that.
Oh, Kane Jaden's father. Was he the man that personally recruited you to join Kevin Brandt's dynasty, or had you just wanted to always work with DeMarcus?
It was a little of both.
I mentioned earlier Kane and DeMarcus having won tag team gold before, which is true. But more often than not, since Kane first started wrestling, he has been on the opposite side of the ring from DeMarcus James. They have feuded with each other off and on. When you look at the dynamic of Kane and DeMarcus, does that ever make you a little bit worried about the potential relationship between you and your dad? Should there ever be a championship at stake that you want to go for that your dad has, or vice versa?
It's bound to happen eventually. Right now, I'm more focused on just trying to improve my skill.
Your dad wrestles for a number of promotions, and looking back on his career, he's wrestled for quite a few places. Is there anywhere that your dad had wrestled that you really wanted to have wrestled for but never got the chance before the company folded?
Portland Wrestling Uncut, when they were on TV.
Good choice.
Not when I wrestled on TV.
Another thing that I know that you have done in your career is wrestle on outdoor shows. Outdoor shows are a little more unique than when you're wrestling inside of a building. For your own personal experiences, have you ever noticed differences in how you approach the match if it's outdoors, or do you do anything differently to try to get the crowd behind you that you don't do when you're wrestling inside?
I did one show outside, and it was in the middle of summer, so it was blazing hot. And they had a black pleather ring canvas, and that was boiling hot. I tried to stay off of that canvas.
That's when you grab a headlock and see how long you can stay in it.
Yep.
And we have a game we like to play on this show called Word Association. It's kind of a psychological game. I'll throw out the names of some people that you have come across in your career. First word or two that pops into your head to describe them would be the answer. Are you prepared for a round of Word Association?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Aries Toretto.
I want to super kick him.
DeMarcus James.
I'm waiting for another tag team match with him.
Sunny Days.
Who?
Out. Thunder.
Oh, my uncle.
Dr. Cleaver.
The best in the Northwest.
Dash Venture.
Who?
Kate Carney.
Who we just beat for the tag titles last night.
Ethan HD.
Definitely one of the best in the Northwest. Sad to see him go last night.
Ian Sutton.
Who was that?
Ian Sutton.
Ian Sutton? Is he still around? He's still around. Wow. I haven't heard from him.
Cassius Coons.
Yeah, I missed that guy already.
And the last one, Big Ugly.
I can't wait to fight his blood.
You just referenced it in Word Association, but for the fans that may not be aware, Ethan HD lost a career match last night to Dr. Luther at DOA. Ethan HD no longer able to wrestle. how big of a void do you think that will be to professional wrestling here in the Northwest?
It's going to be a void for a little while. Ethan Hayes is one of the best here. That void will get filled, though. I'm sure of it.
Now, Ethan's been around since you were not even in the business. You say he was one of the best. What was it like following the career of Ethan HD progresses? He got better and better as the years went by.
I wish he was still wrestling. I would love to be able to wrestle him and see how I compare.
Well, at this time, my co-host QT is standing by, and I know that QT has some questions, so does help you as I pass things along to QT.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Dominic, we're required by Turnbuckle Turmoil statute, and not a statue, but a statute that's law-abiding, to ask the opening question for the second half of our segment. What's the hardest knife edge chop you've ever received in a Northwest wrestling ring?
Ooh, from Dr. Cleaver.
Oh, okay. Dr. Cleaver delivered that. Okay. Was that part of his academy instruction?
Oh, yeah. Every wrestling practice, he would always chop us.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did he ever chop you hard enough to draw blood?
I don't think I've ever drawn blood from his chops. I think I've come close to, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Any plans to name Dr. Cleaver the master manipulator of the broken capillary? To give him that title.
What's that?
Do you have any plans to give Dr. Cleaver the title Master Manipulator of the Broken Capillary?
I ain't got no plans for it, but if you want to start calling him that, go ahead.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, I myself have a Dr. Cleaver sucks green button that I put on a hat. So I think I'm entitled to give him that moniker, yes, since I have that button. Okay. All right. Well, Dominic, have you ever wrestled a wrestler named Sonico Luchador? And if so, was he wearing a combination of lucha mask and face paint at the same time?
I have not wrestled him yet, but I am waiting to wrestle him.
Oh, okay. Wow, all right, okay. Well, Dominic, I publish a QT Vokes Sign Guy Turnbuckle Turmoil Weekly Wrestler Rankings. The lowest rankings start at about 9 7/8, and then they end up at the very coveted number one spot. Dr. Cleaver, Coach Mike Jones, J. Void Huey, Pa Moonshine, and Christopher Ryzik have all made it to the coveted number one position. And in the last 4 weeks, the number one spot has gone to non-wrestlers like President-elect Trump and the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor. Sunny Days has spent 3 weeks at the number two spot. Even Northwest sex symbol Crashella has reached the number three spot for giving Sign Guy a free lap dance at the La Promenitas in Bremerton, Washington. My question is, what are your plans for the remainder of 2016 and the first week of 2017 that might give you the coveted number one ranking?
I'm surprised I'm not number one with the people that you listed already. Says Dr. Cleaver should be the only competition on that list.
Oh, well, Dr. Cleaver is slightly dated, and I think I ranked him number one about 2 years ago. Yes. No, okay. Have you yourself ever met this gender-bending wrestler known as Crashella or Crashlina?
I have not.
No, okay. All right. Well, in a recent Turnbuckle Turmoil weekly list, Coach Mike Jones and Yardbird and Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page were ranked number five. In your opinion, should a non-wrestler like Jimmy Page, who is in the top 9 7/8 of all-time guitarists, be ranked on a wrestler rankings?
Whoever makes the ranking does it their way. I want it if it was a wrestling rankings, but it's not my rankings.
Oh, well, I'm pretty much the only one that publishes these rankings, yes. And I take great pains to do so. So I ranked Jimmy Page primarily based on his YouTube video entitled Dazed and Confused, Original Version, 1967, The Yardbirds with Jimmy Page. I'd like you to take a look at this video and see one of the first known recordings of a violin bow and a Telecaster guitar. Will you do that for us? Will you accept this Turnbuckle Turmoil?
Book.
Oh, okay. You're going to accept that Turnbuckle Turmoil homework assignment?
Yeah, send me the link on Facebook. I'll watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, or else you could just plug in www.youtube and plug in Jimmy Page, Yardbirds. Yes, Dazed and Confused. I'm just saying Dazed and Confused would be a good song for you to look up, because after Dr. Cleaver hits you with a knife-edged chop, you are indeed dazed and confused.
Oh, that's true.
All right. Well, Dominic, is it true that you are a huge fan of Spider-Man and once performed a magic trick in a Spider-Man costume at a high school talent show?
Did the wrestling tights give it away?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I've never done a high school talent show, though.
Oh, all right. Well, you've been graduated for 1 year from high school. You graduated last spring, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, let's say that.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, in your opinion, who would win in a fight with Superman and Spider-Man?
I do know that there was a comic book where they met together. I have not had a chance to look at that yet.
Wow, I it would be great if you had that comic book with that typical episode, or that particular episode. Yes, that might be worth some money. Okay.
It sure would be.
Well, do you know that Superman is Jerry Seinfeld's favorite action hero? And the question begs, how would your father do in a match with Newman Newman playing the part of Seinfeld? Question. I mean, how would your father do in a match with Newman on Seinfeld? That's what I'm asking. Yes.
How would Dad do in a match against the Seinfeld guy?
Yes, Newman. Yes.
Dad would probably bend his body backwards.
Oh, wow. I bend his body backwards. Okay. Kind of like in a prison setting. Okay. All right. So, Dominic, Northwest wrestler Kane Jaden was in a Sign of the Times episode that took place in Bremerton, Washington. And in this episode, he survived a twerking incident. My question is, after his psychological counseling, has Kane Jaden spoke to you about being subjected to a twerk?
A twerk?
Yes.
No, we have not talked about twerking.
Oh, all right. you might want to ask Sungai to send you that link of that particular episode where he suffered this twerking incident.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Well, Dominic, on December 10th, the Natural Born Outlaws had a match with a tag team called the Blacklist. Can you tell us whom comprised the Blacklist?
See, and that night it was Mackie Baby and myself versus HBQ Quiz and Kane Jaden.
Well, the Kane Jaden that survived the twerking incident in La Problemitas in Bremerton, Washington.
Yeah, the same Kane.
Wow, all right. Good recovery by on his part. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Dominic, can you tell us about your involvement in rodeo as a boy? Is it true that you rode some advanced age bull calves that weighed 350 to 400 pounds while you were in the 12 to 13-year-old age division?
Yeah, I sure did that. That was a long time ago. I missed that.
Well, a long time ago. That was only 8 years ago, so I've got a pair of pants that are old as that. Okay. Am I correct in the video analysis that these bulls or calves weighed 350 to 400 pounds?
I'm not sure how much they weighed, but we could say they weighed that much. They were really big.
Wow, all right. I did like the helmet you were wearing. That's what I'm getting at, the helmet. Now, would you say that Dr. Cleaver was one of your biggest top three rodeo fans, and did he come to any of your rodeos, Dr. Cleaver?
Not that I know of, he did.
Oh, all right, okay. Now, can you describe your connection that you have with a breakthrough professional wrestler Ethan HD? Your connection. You have a special connection to him.
Yeah, I was the Breakthrough Pro Wrestling. I refereed there. The connection I had with Ethan at Breakthrough, he was wrestling, I was reffing. That was all the connection, really.
Okay. All right. Now, do you see yourself in future powerlifting competitions like Buddy Highway? He recently captured the number one title and position for a recent strongman competition. Do you yourself incorporate powerlifting in your workouts?
I do some powerlifting. I don't see myself in any competitions. I'm pretty proud of Buddy Highway, though, for beating that deadlift record.
Yes, and Buddy Highway has also captured the coveted number one ranking on Turnbuckle Turmoil's Northwest Wrestle Rankings, and he did receive a fruit pie, but this was before he entered the strongman competitions.
Man, I'm still not number one on that list.
No, you're not. Or you haven't been. I've got sources that say that you might be ranked pretty soon, but it could be at 9 7/8. So. Nine and seven eighths is a good place to start. But every number one ranked wrestler does receive a hostess fruit pie, which is very important. Very important.
Yeah, it sounds very important. It sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. I love pie.
All right, I'm going to guess your favorite hostess fruit pie is cherry.
How'd you know?
Okay, this is great. Cherry, all right. Okay. Well, I just kind of assumed. All right. Well, Dominic, is it true on January 17th, or maybe it was last year, that you were in a contract on a pole match for NWWA in Milwaukee, Oregon, and it was against Moose Morrow? Was this your first match? Contract on a pole match.
It was not my first match. However, that was my first most important match. The contract on the pole against Moose Morrow is a match I definitely won't forget.
Yes, they kind of ripped you off, didn't they? They voided the contract. Yes.
I still got my contract. I don't know where he was been.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Dominic, I believe I was in the Portland Wrestling Uncut. Well, I was at that event, Portland Wrestling Uncut, about 6 years ago, when Roddy Piper saw a sign that I had held up at this event, and it stopped him in his tracks, and it made him smile. Were you at the Portland Wrestling Uncut segment when Roddy told the crowd that he liked your effort as refereeing at that day? Was that you?
Yeah, that sure was me.
Oh, well, I remember you. I thought, okay. Hey, he stopped and gave you words of praise, and that made you smile. Very
yes.
High praise from the hot rod.
Big honor right there.
Can you remember what match or matches that you refereed that day?
That day in particular, no. That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the adrenaline was pretty, you know, pretty soaring on your part. And, you know, you were, what, 12 years and 12 or 13 at the time? Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Dominic, the British Bulldogs had their mascot, Matilda. And Matilda accompanied them to the ring at a WrestleMania match. My question is, why is the closest thing that the Northwest Wrestling Establishment or wrestlers have to any type of a mascot was J. Boyd Huey Raven, that once broke loose of his tethering, flew into the stands and got into a lady's hair, J. Boyd Huey's Raven?
That's crazy.
Well, yes, I'm concerned about the lack of mascots in the Northwest. That's what I'm getting at. And will you yourself someday adopt a mascot?
The thought has gone through my head before. If it will happen, I'm not sure yet.
Okay, all right. Could you find yourself, or could you imagine yourself carrying a goldfish down to the ring in a glass bowl as a mascot?
I could not imagine myself doing that.
Okay, all right, the goldfish really isn't much intimidating. However, what if you carried a piranha to the ring? A piranha in a thing.
I think I'd be more scared of the piranha than my opponent would be.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners if you have any entrance music?
My entrance music?
Yes.
Running and Gunning by Hank 3.
Ooh, Running and Gunning by who?
Hank Williams III.
Oh, okay, all right, Hank Williams. Okay, very nice, okay. Would you consider any music as entrance music by Weird Al Yankovic?
I don't think I would.
Oh, all right. Because I myself would pay big money. Well, I myself would pay big money to see you come down to the ring to the music of Weird Al Yankovic carrying a piranha in a tank. Yeah. Big money. Okay. All right. Well, do you have any plans to travel to Idaho and wrestle Los Soldados?
If there's a promoter that wants to book me out there.
Oh, all right. Okay, if a promoter. All right. Very good. All right, well, Dominic, were there any classroom lectures at Dr. Cleaver's Wrestling Academy? And did Dr. Cleaver lecture on Wrestling History 101?
Always. Every week we'd have homework based on the history of pro wrestling.
Ah, homework. Very good. All right. Okay. Did you yourself have to give oral reports on wrestling history?
Yep, every week.
Wow, all right, okay. Hopefully you can get college credit for that. That's what I'm getting at. All right. How many wrestlers came in to Dr. Cleaver's Wrestling Academy with a know-it-all attitude that was quickly corrected?
None that I remember. However, if someone did walk in with a know-it-all attitude, it was quickly corrected.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, Dominic, Andre the Giant was known to drink 100 beers in one sitting. If you could travel back in time, could you match Andre's drinking 100 beers if you tag-teamed with Cleaver, your dad, Ethan H.D., and yourself, 4-1, which, while doing your part, would be drinking 25 beers, which, if broken down into 8-ounce beers, would be 14 pounds of liquid. Could you do this?
I wouldn't even try.
Oh, all right. Not much of a drinker, huh?
No.
Very good. Stay away from that. It harms your liver later on in life. Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay. Well, now, let's say you're not a non-drinker and you're obviously healthy. I've seen pictures on your YouTube page and your stomach circumference, you could probably fit in to a 22-inch pants waist size. Your abs are ripped to shreds. Yes. Can you take us through a typical daily workout that keeps you in shape like WWE superstar, rest his soul, Ravishing Rick Rude? That's who you remind me of. Can you take us through a typical workout?
My workout is never really typical. I always change it up. It's always something different every day.
Oh, okay, low-calorie. Okay, low-calorie and crunches at the same time. Okay, very good. Not much fatty foods or carbohydrates, right? Okay.
Look, I got to eat my carbs. That's how I say it. Hey, I'd be much smaller if I didn't eat carbs.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Dominic, you're young enough to where you will probably see the advent of robots in the wrestling ring. How big of an honor would it be to be one of the first Northwest wrestlers to wrestle a robot in the ring, and specifically a transgender robot?
Is that really going to be a thing, transgender robots in wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they have transgender rights these days for people. It's only a matter of time where they have transgender rights for robots. Well, how big of an honor would that be for you to be to achieve that? That's what I'm getting at.
To be the first one to do it, it would be an honor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Be an honor, okay. That's what I was hoping you'd say. All right.
Do you have a robot in a closet that you want to put me in a match against?
Oh, yeah. I will try to work on that, yes. I'd love to see it. I think your dad would love to see what his son accomplished as wrestling a robot. Yes. Or a mannequin. Or a mannequin. The pride in your dad's eyes would be better than a Rhodes Scholarship. Rhodes Scholarship. Well, Dominic, do you agree with the saying by Chris Jamai of Killosophy when he said, "If you want to find the real competition, just look in the mirror. After a while, you'll see your rivals scrambling for second place." You agree with that?
Yeah, that's most definitely true.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm definitely my biggest critic, I like to think.
Oh, wow. All right. Biggest competitor. Okay. How about the saying by Virginia Woolf, author of the book A Room of... Well, I don't really have the book, but she said, "Whatever may be their use in civilized society, mirrors are essential to all violent and heroic action." I just say that because Christopher Ryzik himself, the ideal reflection, brings a mirror to the ring. That's why I had that Virginia Woolf quote. Yes.
Yeah, that guy's definitely in love with his own body.
Oh, I hear that. But at least he has abs like yours. But yours are more defined, I think. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, well, at this time, I will turn it back over to Sign Guy, and I'll try to have some effort to get you, maybe on video analysis, to get you into the Turnbuckle Turmoil Northwest number 9 7/8 rankings. And I will also try to hook you up with wrestling a mannequin for your dad. He would be very proud. Yes.
Sounds good, man.
Oh, okay. All right. And tell King Jaden that I approve of his getting psychological counseling for the twerking incident. Yes.
When I see him, I don't know.
And I hope Sunday sends you that link. Okay. Back to you, Sunday.
Thank you, QT. Well, Dominic, one of the more recent promotions you hit is a new promotion called Combat Pro Wrestling. They had a standalone show in Seattle just a couple of weeks ago where you teamed with the aforementioned Mac Traeger. What led to you making your debut in Seattle, Washington?
the promoter wanted me there, so I figured why not. It was a fun road trip.
One of the things that happened after the final bell for that match, you and your partner attacked and brutalized the referee. You gave him a doomsday device. Why would you assault an official, having been an official in charge of officiating official matches yourself previously?
Yeah, why not? Sounded like fun. And it was. I definitely do not regret giving that ref a doomsday device.
I do not regret seeing that referee get a doomsday device personally. But do you fear any retribution should he be in charge of officiating any of your future matches?
If he even tries to retribute, he'll get another doomsday device.
Now, besides the official, you had run-ins not only during the match, but after the match with the aforementioned Kane Jaden and HBQ Quiz, and also Just Exciting, who is acting as their manager for the match. Do you think that those three gentlemen, plus a referee, might all be gunning for you, maybe not even confining it to CPW. They might be going after you wherever you wrestle.
I sure hope they try to.
Well, I know that your partner for that particular match, Mac Traeger, has a line of merchandise out. People literally from coast to coast receiving Mac Traeger memorabilia for Christmas this year. Do you yourself have a line of merchandise that people could buy to fulfill all of their gift-giving needs?
I actually sold out a few weeks ago. I'm working on getting more merch.
Can you take us through what was going through your mind the first time someone paid you money for something with your likeness on it?
Man, the first time was a huge honor. I didn't even expect the first time to get checked.
Can you tell us exactly how old you were the first time you signed an autograph for a fan?
Ooh, the first time? I'm pretty sure I was 10, maybe. Maybe younger than that.
What goes through a 10-year-old's mind when someone comes up and wants him to sign his name on a piece of paper for them?
You start feeling like the cool kid at school.
Dominic, one of the things that started about a year ago that a lot of promotions are jumping onto now is the independent wrestling channel on the Roku device. There are dozens of promotions that put footage up there, some weekly, some monthly, some just sporadically. Do you think that the Roku independent wrestling channel might be the big new thing for independent pro wrestling?
It just might be.
For the promotions around here, some of them have some television presence. Most of them produce online shows through YouTube. When you're wrestling on a show that is filming for either television, for YouTube, for the Roku channel, what have you, do you find yourself wrestling any differently than if there are no cameras on a show?
No more wrestling, camera, no camera. I'm there to win.
Fair enough. Well, since you made your in-ring debut in the last couple of years and you've progressed very quickly and have become someone that promoters want on their shows – regardless if your dad's there or not. What are the long-term goals that you have for your career?
To be the best there is, of course.
How about a WrestleMania appearance?
Oh, that would be amazing. Dream come true.
Now, looking at the Northwest specifically, women's wrestling is a big fad for the major companies right now. They're putting more focus on it. A lot of people forget that a lot of the WWE women have come through the Northwest. Becky Lynch, Tamina Snuka, Natty Neidhart, a lot of them started in the Northwest when they were breaking in. But right now there's not a ton of women's wrestling out there. Kate Carney, obviously, out there, but she primarily wrestles men. You have Sunny Days out there. You have a couple of new Buddy Wayne students that look promising, but not a ton of women's wrestling right now. What do you think of the state of women's wrestling in general, and what do you think of it here in the Northwest?
I don't think there really should be women's wrestling. It should just be wrestling, and we can do intergender and all that.
That's a pretty fair 2016 assessment of things, I think. I know that you have done intergender matches in your career. I believe I officiated one or two. What's been the biggest challenge for you as far as intergender wrestling goes? Is there any difference at all in how you approach the match?
As a guy, I think you understand that the biggest struggle with intergender matches, the problem in the midsection.
Yeah, I could see that being an issue, yes. Well, Dominic, we got just a few minutes left in the show, and I want to give that time to you. If there's anything you want to say to the listeners, if you want to plug and promote anything and everything, upcoming shows, social medias, merchandising, your favorite ice cream shop, anything in the world, the floor is all yours.
Well, let's see here. Upcoming shows, I got January 14th at NWWA. I'll be wrestling Kane Jaden. A match I've been looking for a while, second generation versus second generation.
All right. Well, Dominic, I want to thank you very much for taking time to be with us. I have enjoyed watching your career progress. Look forward to what is in store for you in the future. And best of luck to you when you go up against Kane Jaden coming up.
Thank you very much.
All right, fans, if you've not seen Dominic Hess perform, you need to remedy that. Outstanding young talent, has been around the business all of his life. He looks like he's going to be around for the long haul. He's very good, getting better all the time. Check him out, and we will be back with you next week.
Yeah.